to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we are ready to help you out with any challenge that you may be having around your home. And let me tell you, the Today's Homeowner community is on fire. The hotline has been so busy this week. We got so many great emails. I'm telling you, Joe, this time of the year, you can really feel it that people are getting out. They're ready to get some things done, and they're ready to have an amazing summer around their home.
Absolutely. Here we are wrapping up the month of June and getting into the dog days of summer. And it's a great time to be out working on your home. As we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Danny, lumber prices are starting to fall. I think they fell over 50%. So if you're waiting to afford that lumber, maybe you can now. Also, you know, this is the best time of year to be working outdoors. So if you have a home improvement question, whether it's about inside or outside of your house, give us a call. We'll see if we can help you out today.
Hey, we really want to help you, and we're going to pack in as many of these calls and emails as we possibly can during this week's show. But we still have room for you. So give us a call at 800-946-4420, the Today's Homeowner Hotline, or send us an email anytime by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. And if you haven't joined us on Facebook lately, you need to check out the Today's Homeowner Facebook page. Wow, they are so busy over there posting all kinds of things, a lot of fun things, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. You can also send us a message through there. Also, Pinterest is doing very, very well. Instagram, and you can send me a tweet if you would like on Twitter by going to @DannyLipford. You know, with everybody working so hard and planning their projects and getting ready for things, we still need to caution you that you need to really order things well in advance, because some of the lead times on some real common materials may take a lot longer than you might think.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Tell me about it. I mentioned a week or two ago that I'm installing a bay window. I love bay windows, and in our dining
room. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, in our dining room.
Did you get it taken care of? Did you get it all wrapped up?
Well, I ordered it. And now, as you mentioned, sometimes these products are a little hard to get, but I ordered it a few weeks ago. It's supposed to come in the end of July. So we'll see. I'm hoping they didn't tell me what year, so I'm assuming they mean, I assume they mean this July. Yeah, in our dining room, we have two pretty good size, 3 foot wide by, I think, 56-inch tall double hung windows, but I'm pulling them out. I'm reducing that opening a little bit, and I'm installing a beautiful 45-degree bay window. You know, typically, you have to get a building permit to do anything to your home, including putting in a bay window. So I went to the building department, and because I'm replacing two short headers from the old windows with one long header, I figured I have to hire an engineer to spec that for me, so that because it's going to be holding up the room above and the roof above that. And the building inspector said, yeah, you can hire an engineer, but call the lumber yard where you're ordering the window, because they usually have guys on staff that can spec that for you, meaning they can specify, they'll run an engineering load calculation and specify what size beam you need as far as how thick, how wide, how long, all that stuff. And it won't cost you anything. So I said, great idea. So I have plenty of time. I have till the end of July, I guess, to get that done. But just for anyone that thinks they need an engineer, in some cases, you might not.
Well, now, Joe, that's great advice, because they do help out a lot in that, especially with the popularity of the LVL beams, laminated veneer lumber beams, and other structural components there. They do help you out quite a bit on all of that. Now, is this how off the ground is this?
It's not that far. It's a first floor, so it's probably the sill. Of course, with a bay window, you drop the sill a little bit because it has a seat. You know, it's going to have a seat aboard there with a cushion on it. It's probably going to be, I would say, maybe 4 or 5 feet off the ground.
Yeah. Okay, because I could just envision it being, you know, I've done a lot of projects that are 10 or 12 feet off the ground.
And, oh, yes.
Well, when you're talking about a big, heavy window, and you're, now, will it come in one unit, or will it be in?
Yeah, it'll be one unit. I'll probably take, they're going to have double hung windows on the what they call flanking windows on the 45-degree. So it's a big picture window in the front, and the 45-degree sides are two flanking windows, which are double hung. I'll probably pop out those sash, which will lighten it up a little bit. But yeah, I have some scaffolding, so I'll set up some scaffolding and, you know, I'm going to get somebody to help me lift it up on there.
Yeah, you're going to be sweet talking Marla is what you're going to be doing.
Say, yeah, yeah, she won't be home. She knows better. When the lumber truck backs up the driveway, she just leaves. It's like, okay.
She hits the road.
call me when you're done. Yeah.
Well, there's definitely a lot of people doing a lot of different projects, and best of luck on that, Joe. And
thank you.
You know, that's a great example. I didn't even think about that, Joe, because you talked about that quite a while back. And so you really have to think those things through. The lumber yards and places that you're getting your materials are very cautious about when they can promise you you'll get something. And certainly in the case like Joe, I mean, you want to do all your preliminary work on what you're going to need, but you don't want to tear that out thinking, okay, well, I'll get the window tomorrow and it may be another week or another week. So you just have to be very careful in that kind of scenario.
Yeah. In fact, often what I'll do is I'd order the window and then I would just start working. I'd start either, you know, whatever I had to do on the outside or inside of house, remove the old window if I had, because you could pick it up within a day or two. Now I'm not doing anything, because what if this window gets delayed a month or two and I already pulled out the old windows? What am I going to do? I can't, you know, I'm going to live with plastic on my house. So I basically have to wait until they say, okay, the window's in, we're delivering it in a couple of days. The only thing I did do is between these two windows that I'm pulling out, there's only about maybe 16 or 18 inches of wall space in between the windows. And in that space, we have a long horizontal oil painting. It's only about 8 inches tall and 15 or 16 inches wide. Fits perfect right between those windows. So I took it down and I cut a hole behind it and I made sure there were no wires running between those windows, because that would have been
another good idea.
Because
yeah,
you don't want to cut this open and get ready to install a big bay window and find out you have wires running through it, because then what? They have to wait for an electrician to come or something. So I did do that, and I just put the picture back. My wife said, what are you doing? You're covering up a hole. I said, that wall won't even be here in a couple of weeks. Don't worry. So don't forget to do that. If you think there are wires running through a wall where there might be a window, check it first, because you don't want to discover that at the last minute.
But that's another good example of when you're doing, you know, getting ready for a project, do as much as you possibly can without opening yourself up to the elements. So that's a great idea to be able to see what you're doing there, removing some pieces there. If you're doing an outside deck, you can go ahead and prepare the ground. You can go ahead and get your strings up if you're building a deck or patio. Just go as far as you possibly can without leaving yourself, you know, in a mess there, since it may take a little while to get things. But I'll tell you, with the calls that we've had and the emails that we've gotten this week, there's a lot of people looking at a lot of different outside living areas. Matter of fact, we're going to be helping out a homeowner with another large brick patio. We talked a lot about that last week, and a lot of different patios that are there. And even somebody saying, well, I just want to remove all of it. Well, wait a minute, that's some expensive surface. That's an expensive surface there that someone put down. And so we're going to offer up a lot of options to be able to make that particular brick patio look a heck of a lot better. I got some great ideas on that. And then, you know, deck maintenance tips. You know, you look at that wood deck and you just shake your head, this will never look good again. Well, it can, and we'll give you a few tips on that. It has a lot to do with how those boards are attached to the framing. It just, you know, nails are not the secret on all of that. Screws are a whole lot better, and some of the new generation coated deck screws are amazing. You put them in, forget it, you'll never have to deal with that again. Joe, also, we're going to be visiting. It's time for our Four Seasons Summer Checklist.
That's right.
Always,
yeah.
Some real popular information that people appreciate. So that's coming up as well.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with it, go to todayshomeowner.com/4seasons, the number 4. Danny and I took all the maintenance and repair issues you should be thinking about, and we divided it into 4 seasons. So obviously this time of year, we'll be talking about the summer list.
We're really going to try to pack in as much as we possibly can. And of course, we're not going to leave out that simple solution that's coming up. Give us a little tease, Joe.
All right. How to make an improvised lawn sprinkler from an old soda jug.
All right, good, good. Well, I'll tell you what, there's certain areas of the country already seeing a large drought.
That's right, yeah.
You always have that contrast. A week or so ago, that terrible information, that terrible news that came out of Yellowstone, and, you know, I was there less than a year ago, well, right at a year ago, matter of fact,
to see those
rivers swelling up and swallowing houses and bridges, just amazing. You never know about the weather and what diverse weather we have in this country. You know, it can be a scorching drought in one state and terrible flood in the other, and all of that affects what you do in and around your home. Hey, we're just getting started here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We're so glad that you're with us. So settle back, have another cup of coffee, and get ready for some of the most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
Make your 4th of July celebration even bigger this year with savings on everything you need to get your yard ready for summer. Make sure your flower beds and bushes can handle the heat with special savings on Vigoro mulch, now at a new lower price of $2.98 a bag. Keep the sun off your soil and water in the ground. Plus, add a fun pop of color that will last up to 12 months. So hurry in and get your yard ready for celebrating in the sun. Feels like 4th of July at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Available in-store and online. Color selection varies by store.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers at all like the SoftSpa electronic bidet toilet seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where we're very proud that we are airing on over 350 stations across this great country, including this one in Millinocka, Maine. This is WSYYAM 1240. Jim Talbert, we appreciate you putting us on the air there, and we appreciate everybody that's in and around that part of Maine letting us know how we can help you. It's very, very easy. Send us an email right now by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. And, of course, the Today's Homeowner hotline is available to you anytime, 800-946-4420. Right now, let's go to few states over there. New Hampshire, Tammy's on the line. Tammy, welcome to the show, and I'm very intrigued by this picture and this patio that you have. Tell us all about it.
Yes. So my husband and I purchased our home back in 2016, and we didn't see at the time that this patio had a weed problem, but we do have a full irrigation system. With the water running every other night, I noticed into our first year of living here that weeds were starting to just crop up everywhere, and we couldn't put out any outside furniture. And then I quickly realized from hearing from our neighbors that the former owners placed down the bricks themselves. So then I realized that there was certain spacing in certain areas, and it is a very large patio floor. But in the last few years, I've had a challenge of just pulling those weeds myself. And I do have a dog that runs around, so obviously I don't want to use anything with any harsh chemicals. So I'm not sure if I should be replacing this entire patio floor, if I should remove all the weeds and then put a topper on it, or what to do.
Let us give you a few suggestions on that. First of all, this is a pretty large area, and if you were to get an estimate of what it would cost to put this type of patio in, you would not want to move it at all, because this is a very expensive area. But I can think of a few things to dress it up a little bit, maybe make it a little more welcoming. Well, when you mentioned the irrigation system, when it rains or when you're using your irrigation system, does any water ever settle on this patio, or is your drainage in pretty good shape?
My drainage is okay. I do notice that the patio floor does have some wet areas. You know, obviously when it rains, the weeds just grow like crazy. And yes, some of the water from the sprinklers does go over. I have a little half wall, and it does reach the patio floor. So yes, it does get wet.
Yeah. Well, you may want to run your sprinkler system, your irrigation system manually, just to make sure that you're not regularly watering this area that needs no watering at all. You can't help the rain, but certainly you can, you know, steer that. So that would be one thing. And then battling the weeds, there's a number of ways that you can do that. You know, first of all, the area between all of the pavers, do you have concrete that's holding those together, or is it just butted up tight to one another?
I think it's the latter that you just mentioned.
Okay, so it's just kind of butted up, and maybe they use some sand at some time, which would be traditional to use. But, well, here's what I would do. I would, first of all, pressure wash this, and I would look at the rental center for a Joe, what is that thing called? I never can think of it.
The round surface cleaner?
Surface cleaner. Yes, yeah. It's a round device at anywhere from 16 to 18 to 20 inches round. You hook a pressure washer to it, and then it has a concentrated effect to there, and you just walk along with that. Amazing how well it works, and you can go along this thing, and tell you the truth, it keeps you from getting so much of that the water splattering up on you or the walls and that kind of thing. And you can get that really good and clean. Then come back and really go after those weeds with a hand trowel or any way to get rid of all of the weeds and the grass that you have in there. Now you have a nice clean area. You have the weeds are gone finally. Then you want to come back with the polymeric sand. Joe, tell Tammy about the polymeric sand, because we mentioned this a lot, and boy, right. Is it ever easy to use and very effective in a situation like this.
Yeah, Tammy, people typically use just regular sand, which is fine, except polymeric sand has polymers in it, binders, that when it gets wet, when you sprinkle it with water after putting it between the pavers, it kind of hardens up. And that helps block, first it helps the sand stay in place, but also blocks weed growth from coming through. But backing up one step, I definitely agree with Danny. These are, first it's a beautiful, mm-hmm. It doesn't look beautiful now because of all the weeds, but it's a beautiful patio. It would cost a fortune to put this in right now. Could you pull these all up and put something else down? Yeah, I guess you could and reuse these elsewhere. But I think I would first try to get rid of the weeds. You hear from people all the time, homeowners have this same problem, maybe not as intense a problem, maybe a smaller patio, but the weeds come through and you just have to deal with it. And you have to deal with it on a continuous basis. And certainly keeping your sprinklers from watering it every night or every other night is a start. But yeah, I think I would just pull up the weeds and just maintain it. Once you kill them, and you can kill them with vinegar, you can kill them with you can rent a propane torch that has a long handle and burn them out. I mean, there are a lot of ways to get rid of them. Clear it out. And you can buy it's called a weeding tool, and it's just a wooden handle, and it has like a hooked blade on mm-hmm. it. It's kind of hard to describe, but it's called a weeder, and you can fit that between and rake out all the weeds and then kill whatever's left with the torch or with white vinegar. I would use home and garden vinegar, which is a lot stronger, but I agree with Danny. I would clean this up. I mean, it's a relatively new home to you, so I would clean it up and get the most use you can out of this patio.
And Tammy, a couple other things there. As Joe mentioned, you know, if you don't want to do the manual work on all of this in terms of the weeds, then you have, you know, a lot of things. You can use boiling water. You can use the strong vinegar, as he mentioned. Or you might just put a temporary fence up, just something temporary, so that your dog won't get into it. And then use, you know, a vegetation elimination type of chemical and just knock it all out at one time. Still have a little bit of removal of the dead material. But anyway, here's the good news. Once you get that polymeric sand down, you've got a clean patio. Your polymeric sand has kind of locked in because you get a little moisture on it. It locks in and it stays there. And I'll tell you what, sweep it good. And I would apply a few coats of clear masonry sealer. You wouldn't believe how cool that surface will look and how the character will really come out in those stones if you put a few coats of this on. You can put it on with a pump-up sprayer, spray it out a little bit, maybe two or three coats, and that will help prevent the weeds.
Oh,
that'll help
okay.
prevent the discoloration, the mold, the mildew, and all of that. Absolutely beautiful. And one more little idea. You may even want to go in and pluck a few of these stones out to create some planting beds here and there. You may just want one feature tree right in the middle, or you may want a few little flower beds here and there, and that'll just kind of break up the expanse of the concrete, make it a little more cozy to hang out with.
Oh, that's a great idea. I never thought of that. And I just didn't know. I've gotten quotes anywhere from $20,000, $30,000 to replace the floor. I'm like, are there any other options? I've had a couple of local contractors tell me that, well, to get rid of the weeds, we'll just pour cement over this. You won't get any weeds. But I'm like, oh, no, that, you know, just cement itself is like so bland and there's no paving stones. So I just am looking to, you know, cost effectively correct a problem and then enjoy the season. And I think the couple ideas. So first I got to pull the weeds and then put the polymeric sand, correct?
That's
Am
correct,
I following
yes.
the 1-2 step and then do the
sealer.
The sealer. Okay.
That's
so
correct.
Am I looking for a concrete sealer or?
It'd be a clear masonry sealer, which is basically a concrete sealer.
Clear masonry sealer. Okay.
Well, I think you've got a great, you have a great project to work with here. It can look amazing. Introducing a few plants there, whether you put them in the ground or a container, either way, it should look great. And Tammy, I'm glad we were able to help you and save you a little money and time on that. And best of luck on the project. And I know it'll turn out good. How about a picture after you get it all finished?
Well, I'll try. But it really is a lovely property. So thank you very much.
Hey, our pleasure. And if there's anything else you run into, you know what to do. Just give us a call here at Today's Homeowner Radio.
Yes, I will. Thank you, Danny. Thank you very much. Thank you, Joe.
Okay, our pleasure, Tim.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure. Hey, we're going to take a short break here on Today's Homeowner. And when we come back, a lot more information that you can use at your house right away. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, if you have to delay your Saturday morning lawnmower so that you don't disturb the neighbors, well, maybe you need a quieter mower like the Ryobi 40-volt HP Whisper Walk Mower. It's a multi-blade lawnmower that delivers the power of gas with cordless convenience. The brushless motor provides more power, longer runtime, and longer motor life than competing battery-powered mowers. And the all-wheel drive with Smart Trek technology matches the mower speed to your own pace. With a 70-minute runtime, it's ideal for yards up to 3/4 of an acre because the multi-blade system offers superior cutting performance for a longer runtime. Plus, because it's electric, it's whisper quiet, so you can mow as early as you want on Saturday mornings without a single complaint from your neighbors. So for more information on this Ryobi 40-volt HP Whisper Walk Mower, log on to HomeDepot.com. I have a Ryobi electric mower that I use in and around my yard and all. Boy, it's amazing how quiet it actually is. It takes you a while to get used to it because after a lifetime of using a gas mower, you keep waiting and said, something's wrong. Oh, no, it is. It's working.
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't have to mess with oil and gas and create all those fumes. In fact, it's a perfect gift to buy your neighbor.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, a great
keep
idea.
Him from cranking up the mower, right?
That's right. Exactly. Hey, let's get back to our Today's Homeowner Hotline right now. Valerie is on the line with us from Rhode Island. Valerie, welcome to the show, and what can we help you with?
Oh, thank you. I would like to find out the proper way to apply deck treatment after a deck has been power washed. I have it half done. And I just would like to do it myself.
Great.
And if I know how to do it properly, I think I can do it.
Good. Well, so the deck itself, has it ever had any kind of coating on it at all, any stain or paint?
Yes. When it was first built, it had a transparent type of color applied to it.
Okay. So is it clear or does it have a little bit of a color pigment to it?
The stain that went on had a little bit of pigment to it, like a little bit of an orange pigment.
Okay, all right. Well, most likely you have the pores of the wood opened up now since you have cleaned it well. It's a great time to look and make sure that all of the boards are in good shape, all of the handrails are nice and sturdy, and if anything needs any little bit of work to kind of shore it up a little bit, I would use long coated deck screws instead of nails to just tighten things up while you have it available there. Then Joe and I always recommend a semi-transparent stain. So you want to buy a good quality stain, go ahead and use the same color, or if you want to change the color up a little bit, the important phrase there is semi-transparent.
Mm-hmm.
A solid color stain pretty much like paint, and you really don't want to do that. But with a transparent stain, you're able to apply it. You still have the beauty of the grain of the wood shining through, but you're sealing up the pores of that wood to keep any of the mold and mildew and deterioration from happening. But I'll tell you, an easy way of doing it is use the pump-up sprayer. Make sure that tip is nice and clean and spray it on just a few boards. And then come back with get you a big 4-inch or 6-inch paintbrush and then work it into the grain of the wood. You want to kind of even it out, what we call back brushing, and then you put that, then do you a few more boards and continue that and allow it to dry. You'll be amazed at how consistent the color is, and also it's going to make that deck last a lot longer.
Okay, so you do have to spray it on. It's not something you apply with a long-handled applicator.
You can roll it on there, but it's still recommended that you back brush it. That back brush it, which really doesn't take that long or add too much to it, it just kind of forces it down in there, gets the consistency in there, and to ensure that you're really protecting the wood as much as possible. Joe, what do you think about clear sealer after the semi-transparent stain? Do you think Valerie would need any kind of clear sealer if she uses a good quality semi-transparent?
No, exactly, Valerie. If you buy a good quality semi-transparent stain, that will act as a sealer as well. And the reason that they recommend, by the way, the reason they recommend kind of scrubbing it in is not only to force it down into the pores of the wood, but also to remove any excess stain. So you want to really scrub it in and then wipe off, you know, either whatever you're using, a long-handled tool with a pad on the bottom or just rags or whatever, and scrub off any excess stain. Because if you don't, it'll dry and it'll leave some of that pigment, the color, on the surface, and it could be sticky and that will peel off. So what you want to do is scrub off as much of the stain as you can. If it's too light in color, then you can wait for it to dry and put on a second coat to darken it up a little bit. But and I would let price be an indicator of quality. You know, just, I mean, Behr's makes a great one at Home Depot. You can get Benjamin Moore makes one called Arbor Coat. Cabot's is another great line of products. So just make sure you don't buy an inexpensive one. And I think you'll have a really successful looking deck at the end.
And how long does it take for it to dry?
Well, if it's in the direct sunlight and you scrub it all off, it could be dry to the touch within an hour or so. But read the label, because they may require you to, before applying a second coat or certainly walking on it, may require an overnight time period, something like that.
So is it recommended to do two coats or?
No, only if you want to darken up the color. Usually one coat's plenty. The only reason I don't always recommend two coats is then people put on too much and then it doesn't dry and then you have a big sticky mess on your hands.
Okay.
All right. And you can always add a second coat, clean it off and add a second coat at any point, next year even,
I'd prefer not to, but.
Good, yeah. Just don't, whatever you do, don't put any hard coat on, no polyurethane or varnish or anything like that. Let it just be the stain.
No. I'm not fond of chemicals, so this would be good. Just fine.
Well, Valerie, we certainly admire your tenacity here to go after it like this. And what a perfect time of the year to get it ready. You'll be so proud of it as you entertain your friends and your family around there. So go after it. And if you run into any snags, you know what to do. Just give us a ring.
I will, and I will enjoy doing it.
All righty. Thank you very much, Valerie. Best of luck to you, and hope you have a great success on that project.
Thank you so much.
Well, there you go, Joe. More and more people getting those backyards ready to go. And we're talking about patios here. We're talking about different projects around the home that people are doing. And it just goes on and on. Our today's homeowner community is busy right now.
Yeah. And this is, like you said, this is the perfect time of the year to do it. You don't want to wait until, it's either too cold or too snowy or anything like that. So, and Valerie asked how long it could dry. Well, it does depend on if it's exposed to, if it's in the shade, direct sunlight, and read the label. We always say read the label just to make sure, because it does differ from one product to the next.
Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about the summer checklist from our Four Seasons of Homeownership. All of that and a lot more coming up here on today's Homeowner Radio.
You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio.
When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Got a project? Tight Bond wood glues are preferred by pro woodworkers more than 7-to-1. Why? Because Tight Bond is professional strength, even stronger than the wood itself. Tight Bond is versatile, perfect for interior and exterior woodworking, and the best choice for home repairs. Tight Bond is tough and durable, outlasting extreme weather conditions and conquering demanding projects.
Tight Bond Wood Glues, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
Okay, it's time for that checklist, that summer checklist from our four seasons of home ownership. Now, this is something Joe and I put together years ago, and this basically just is kind of a reminder. You know, all four of the seasonal lists kind of work together, but during this time of the year, we're going to recommend a few things. Now, a few of these things you may go, wait a minute, what are we doing that for? Well, it's because it's a good time of the year to do it. When people aren't busy, we'll get right on the top 10 list. And by the way, instead of writing this down, just simply go to todayshomeowner.com/4seasons, and that's the number 4, and you can download all of these lists completely free, all the material lists. We've got videos on there. We've got everything you need. If there's something here that you're not quite familiar with, well, just go ahead and push a couple buttons there and watch a couple videos, and you'll be able to do all of these. And as we also mentioned, we have 10 things on here, but not all of these things may apply to your particular house. So let's get started on the top 10 must do. Change that air conditioning and the heating system filter. So important to make sure that indoor air quality is what it should be, that your system is working as efficiently as it is. All of that's extremely important. And as we always say, use a better filter, one that's an electrostatic filter. You'll only have to change it every 3 months. That's a lot easier to do. What's next, Joe?
Well, next thing is talking about air conditioning. You want to flush out your air conditioner drain line, and you can put bleach in it, and just twice, not a year, but twice in the summer, because of course that's when you're using it the most. So keep that line clear. And if it winds up being clogged up, there's a simple solution Danny and I have shared about using a shop vacuum to suck out any gunk that's clogging up that line.
Yeah, and if you want to see that, there is a great video online about that. That's amazing what it can do. It can save you a lot of money and a lot of trouble in potential repairs on that. Great thing to do. Also, this week we're talking a lot about deck repair and deck maintenance, and that's the third thing on our list, is to check for any loose railings or damage on your wood deck and make sure you repair it. If necessary, forget the nails, go straight with coated deck screws. It'll help you a lot more and it'll make your summer gatherings a lot more safe.
And also take a look at your fences and gates. Make sure that any rotted wood you can replace or repair. The gates, you want to make sure they're not sagging and they're swinging freely and not digging into the lawn. And of course, if there's any damaged rails or horizontal rails, you want to fix those. And a lot of fencing parts can be replaced without taking down the whole fence. And of course, the posts themselves, you know, often they get blown over a little bit. So you want to straighten those up as much as you can. And if they're rotted badly at the bottom or been damaged by string trimmers, you can always replace the posts as well.
Of course, we all love to get out there and play around with our outdoor grill. But before you start getting real serious on any grilling, let's go ahead and thoroughly clean and inspect it to make sure it's safe. It's surprisingly easy to remove all of the grates and all of the burners and everything. Get it nice and clean. Make sure there's no holes in the bottom of that that could cause any kind of problem with fire.
And if you got outdoor deck furniture or patio furniture, great time of year to clean it. If it's metal, you can wash it down and sand it if you need to, sand off any rust spots and reprime it and repaint it. Any wooden furniture, you can clean with TSP, trisodium phosphate, and a little water, and then restain it or put a clear wood preservative on it because you want to make sure it doesn't suffer from any water damage.
Have your fireplace chimney professionally inspected and cleaned. Why in the world would you do it in the middle of the summer? Because they're available, readily available, because, you know, they're not as busy now, so you can probably get a better price and, you know, a little bit more attention can be, fed into there. And then that way you got it clean, it's all done, and you're ready when winter rolls around.
Check the outside of your house, the siding, and any wood trim to make sure it's the paint is well adhered. If you see any blistering paint or what they call alligatoring, where it looks like the skin of an alligator, you want to scrape and sand that off. Be sure to wear a dust mask and eye goggles to protect yourself and clean off all that damaged paint, prime it, and repaint it.
Clean all your windows inside and out. Don't cringe when we say that. It's not that hard. Get one person inside, one person outside working on the same window. Might suggest using a little bit of regular white vinegar mixed with water. Newspapers are always great to use, or paper towels, and go ahead and get them nice and clean. But if one's on the inside, one's on the outside, that way it'll ensure that you don't miss any of the spots that might be on your windows.
And the last must-do chore is to tend to your gardens, pull any weeds, add mulch to gardens. Mulch does so many, there are so many benefits to mulch. You know, not only does it prevent weeds from growing through, it deters them, but also holds moisture, so you might not need to water as much. So make sure your gardens and planting beds, flower beds, all that, anything you're growing outside is taken care of.
And if you think about, wow, that was a lot of work that we just mentioned there. Really, when you break it all down, average situation, you're spending about 12 hours. You don't need to do it all in one day, of course. Split it up a little bit, make it a lot of fun, and you'll be doing the right thing to protect what might be your biggest investment, your home. And all of this brought to you by our friends at Home Depot. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about pressure washing and that simple solution coming right at you when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio. Add beauty and excellent foot traffic to all types of slippery surfaces around your home with the TrackSafe system from Deitch Coatings. Start with the new TrackSafe color code in 1 of 5 colors, pre-mixed and ready to install on steps, walkways, patios, and pool decks, even garage and workshop floors. Then finish with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer to add slip-resistant safety. Plan your next project and order online today at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Make your garden twice as big this summer and get twice the harvest. Right now, get 2 Bonnie Plants 2.32 quart vegetable and herb plants for only $10. They're ready to grow starter plants, make growing vegetables and herbs at home easier than ever before. Make your garden twice as big this summer and enjoy homegrown fresh vegetables and herbs with Bonnie Plants, two for just $10. Feels like 4th of July savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Selection varies by store, in-store only, not available offshore or Alaska.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Around the Yard segment, brought to you by Pavestone and Quikrete. Now, if you love creating or improving outdoor spaces like I do, you know how frustrating it can be when they start getting dingy and dirty. It's inevitable that pergola, the deck, or paver patio you built will eventually start to gather a little dirt and mildew until it starts looking old and tired, kind of stealing the joy you used to feel every time you looked at your creation. But who wants to brag about their accomplishments when it's dirty and grimy? That means it's time for one of the most satisfying chores in the yard, pressure washing. Literally, with the swipe of a wand, your deck or patio can go from cruddy to clean in just minutes. So here are a few tips to make that job faster and more efficient. First, choose the right cleaning solution. If you're using the pressure wand to apply, be sure the formula is pressure washer safe. Anything containing bleach can damage the pump in your machine. Now, if you need bleach, apply it separately with a pump-up sprayer. Next, choose the right tip. Most pressure washers come with a variety of tips ranging from a narrow point to a broad fan pattern. The finer the pattern, the greater the chance of doing damage to softer wood to softer surfaces like wood. Now use a wider tip for a fence or a deck than you would for a patio or driveway. And finally, get some good accessories. One of my favorite is the cleaning disc that snaps onto the wand in place of the pressure tip. Inside the disc there are two fine tips that spin in a circle to clean large flat areas really fast. Plus, there's less chance of leaving streaks behind when you're done. This Around the Yard segment brought to you by Quikrete and Pavestone. Right now, let's shift over to my buddy Joe Truini for this hour's simple solution.
All right, Danny, next time you need to water newly planted grass seed or maybe a newly planted tree or flower or shrub, and you don't have a sprinkler, you have a few options, right? You can go out and buy one, borrow one, or with this simple solution, you can make one from an empty soda bottle. All you do is drill three or four holes in a straight line, 1/8-inch diameter holes along the side of the plastic bottle, then wrap some Teflon tape around the bottle threads. Take off the cap, of course, and wrap them around the threads. Then screw on, at a hardware store you can buy or home center, you can buy a female-to-female hose connector. So what you do is you attach the female-to-female connector to the water bottle, and then you attach a garden hose to the other end of the connector. And now, of course, you hook it up to the house, and you set this bottle wherever you need to spray water, and turn the water on, open up the spigot, and you can water. You can move it around very easily. It's small enough, it fits into tight spaces. And again, this is just when you want to isolate watering one little spot. And there's a video, if you go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions and search for, I think it might just be called improvised lawn sprinkler, you'll see how well this works. And it sprayed quite a bit of water. We actually had to turn down the pressure a little bit because we didn't want it going up over the shrub, but right onto the shrub.
Well, that's a great idea, too, if you're doing some planting, some new trees, new shrubs, whatever that you're,
right.
You're going to have to really concentrate that watering, irrigation. Great way to do it. Another great simple solution from my buddy Joe Truini, and you can see over 550 more of them right now at todayshomeowner.com/simple solution. Also want to remind you what you can see on the Today's Homeowner television show, the Emmy-nominated Today's Homeowner television show that's in its 24th season. This one's called Patio Expansion. And what a great time for this. This shows you how we designed a paver patio, a pretty unique one, that I worked side by side with a former MMA fighter. And I showed him what was going on, putting these 2-foot by 2-foot pavers down.
I'm sure you did. Danny was pointing, carry him over there, please.
It was very convenient because he could carry one under each arm while I was struggling with the one. But but we had a great time, and you can see how easy it is to do a paver patio in your backyard, including adding a fire pit in only 17 minutes. You got to check it out. It really is a cool project, and we'd love for you to go to todayshomeowner.com right now and find out where you can see the Today's Homeowner television show. I'm Danny Liberty. Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.